91.5 WMFO Medford.
Don't be afraid. Unless you're beautiful and in your bedroom and alone.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The following program is brought to you in living color on
WMFO 91.5. That's Wicked Pisset Radio.
This is Break the Box with Chris.
Sound the general alarm.
He's coming, your favorite DJ.
Sound the general alarm. Sound the general alarm. Off to the deck.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
awake, they won't let me alone. They don't get paid to take vacations or let me alone. They spy on me, I try to hide, they won't let me alone. They persecute me, then the judge and jury all in one.
WMFO and Memphis 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. You are listening to Chris on Strike the Box. Yes, back after a week of being away, had to do some work. But I'm here for 2 hours, or another hour and 50 minutes. We started today's show. What did we start with? Hold on, I got to update my playlist here. Oh, yes, how could I forget? We started with some Beatles. But I'm Only Sleeping Off the Revolver. The 2009 stereo remix, originally released in 1966, though. Because I needed some sleep today. I was seriously sleep-deprived. When you do finally get some sleep, you have some interesting dreams. So that's why I figured I'd follow up with some Cheap Trick with Dream Police. It's off the compilation Sex America Cheap Trick. I believe that came out in 78. Not sure. I'm going to have to look that one up. And then we had the McCoy's version of Come On, Let's Go, originally done by Ritchie Valens. Yes, Ritchie Valens, I believe in 1958. Let's see. Da-da-da-da. Yes, 1958. McCoy's version was off the Bang label from 1966. Not sure if it chatted or not. I didn't look it up. Let me get back to the music here, and then I'll tell you the phone number in the next break. How's that? Okay. And yes, I'll have some Sex Pistols and Ramones coming up soon.
To be so attractive, but now you're holding my emotions captive.
Hey, ooh, turn up my headphones so I can hear myself. Hey, doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up and pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society and your friends here at WMFO that want you to be nice and healthy and not with the flu. Well, we just finished up with some Human League by request with Don't You Want Me. Started things off, though, with some Wildlife with Teenage Heart out of the Out on Your Block LP from Wicked Cool Records. Ramones with Pinhead from 1976. Everly Brothers with their version of Somebody Help Me. That was originally done, blah, 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 blah. Spencer Davis Group, I believe, did that originally. Yes. And then a few months later, the Everly Brothers in 1966 put it out on their Two Yanks in England LP. Jimmy Bez by request, Lies of a Sinner from the Lies of a Sinner EP. I think that's 2016. But if you want to hear something, I promised I'd give the telephone number, and the telephone number here is 855-915-WMFO. Again, that telephone number is 855-915-9636. If you have Facebook, you can also send me a message via the Strike the Box Radio Show page or group. Just type in Strike the Box Radio Show, WMFO, and you should be able to find it that way. So there's a couple ways. But for now, let's just get back to some music and maybe some Wanda Jackson.
On July 2nd, 1953, I was serving time in Tehachapi. 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, and I heard somebody yell, "There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9. The trouble all started up in cell block number 4. Spread like fire across the prison floor. Warden came in with a big Tommy gun. Bang, bang, bang. Trying to stop my fun, but there's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9. Come out with your hands up in the air. You don't stop this riot, you all gonna get the chair. Two gun Matilda said it's too late to quit. Pass the dynamite, Molly, 'cause man, this is lit. Militia to help them win the fight. Drove up to the prison in the middle of the night. Each and every trooper, he looked so tall and fine. All the chicks went crazy up in cell block number 9. Now there's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
No one likes us, and we don't care.
course, all that talk about germs got me to thinking about germs. 1965, The Primates with Knock on My Door off of the Marco label. We started things off with some Wanda Jackson with Riot and Cell Block Number 9 from 1958 off the Queen of Rockabilly compilation. Let's see, did it say what? Doesn't say if that. I'm sure it chatted, but my little CD holder here says it's 1961. Anyways, it's a cover. I forget who did the original version. I didn't look it up. Sorry. Sex Pistols with the live version of Pretty Vacant. The Germs. Lexicon Devil. Darby Crash. Who thought he'd make it big when he committed suicide. Only problem is he committed suicide the same night, I believe, that John Lennon was assassinated. Or murdered. Southern Culture on the Skids with Dirt Road off of their Electric Pine Cones LP from Kedzoo Records. Kedzoo. I'm dating myself there. If you remember Little Green Kazoo. And like I said, I believe we finished up with the Primates with Knock on My Door. And if you want to hear something, let me know. 855-915-9636. Or go to the Strike the Box Radio Show page and send me a message that way. Some people have. Michael has. Or you can just let me know that you're out there tuning in. I know there's some people tuning in out there. I wonder what they want to hear. Anyways, let's get back to some good old-fashioned, real rock and roll. Next on Strike the Box with Chris here at WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. Or on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
Come up with a different line to break on this heart of mine. underwear. Sheriff murdered? Innocent women and children blown to bits? We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Immediately, immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Give the governor harumph.
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 Watch your ass.
Gonna blow my fuse.
We'll get Hoss and Pfeffer and Black Pumpernickel for chow. We get Hoss and Pfeffer and Black Pumpernickel for chow. I blow my next month's pay for a slice of a Texas cow. We'd like to be heroes, but all that we do here is mark. We'd like to be heroes, but all that we do here is march. And they don't give the Purple Heart for a fallen arch. I got the 1, 2, 3 for a Occupation G.I. Blues. From my G.I. hat to the heels of my G.I. shoes. And if I don't go stateside soon, I'm gonna pull my fuse. The frog lines are pretty as flowers, but we can't make a pass. The frog lines are pretty as flowers, but we can't make a pass. Cause they're always signs saying keep it to you off the grass. I got the 1, 2, 3, 4 Occupation G.I. Blues. From my G.I. hat to the heels of my G.I. shoes. And if I don't go stateside soon, I'm gonna blow my fuse. Occupation G.I. Blue. Occupation G.I. Blue. Occupation G.I. Blue. Ready.
Hey, I want something different. Fix me Hoss and Pfeffer right away. Hoss and Pfeffer.